In the Ames Red Cross building, Story County Amateur Radio Club member Jason Scretta scans shortwave frequencies searching for a voice.
So basically, I just kind of tune and listen. Oh, there's somebody.
Scretta attempts to reply using the club's call letters W0ISU.
Whiskey Zero, India Sierra Uniform.
The signal isn't making it to Puerto Rico, but it is to someone in Colorado.
To Foxtrot, Iowa. This is Whiskey Zero, Delta Kilo, 2 Alpha, Colorado.
QSL to 2 Alpha, Colorado, 7-3.
They exchange call signs, operating class, region, and log the correspondence on a computer. The same kind of exchange is happening on another radio operated by Pat Rundle using Morse code. Rundle says the dits and dahs are more efficient.
Unlike the guys that are communicating using their voice, it uses much less of the spectrum bandwidth to make a contact. You can exchange the information much quicker. With just a few watts of power, you can speak around the world to virtually anyone using Morse code, so it's pretty neat.
Rundle and the rest of the Story County Amateur Radio Club members are making as many contacts as possible during a 24-hour contest called Field Day. This is one of 19 annual events sponsored by the Amateur Radio Relay League, an organization from Connecticut that is celebrating its centennial this year. The Story County Radio Club's emergency coordinator, Clint Miller, says these contests help keep operators active and also serve as a means to prepare for a disaster.
So I work with the local served agencies, you know, where we serve as a backup resource for them if there's any communication issues in the county.
K4US, copy 2 Alpha, Michigan.
Miller says a decades-old traffic system still connects regional networks across the country. One of its uses is delivering short messages called radiograms.
You know, you can hand that to an amateur radio operator. They'll go on a net and they'll send the message to another ham who will go on a different net and send that message again down the line to where you want it to go.
The term ham was originally pejorative, applied to the first amateur radio operators because their equipment often caused interference, but operators embraced it and the negative connotation disappeared. Each network's section traffic manager files a monthly report with the Amateur Radio Relay League, and it includes the number of radiograms passing through the state. Miller says the ARRL uses this information to advocate keeping these frequencies designated as amateur radio with the Federal Communications Commission.
We're in a constant fight to maintain our frequencies because there's only so much frequency spectrum out there, and there's groups all the time wanting to grab more and more and more of that for a new use.
And some groups, like phone companies, want those frequencies so they can sell more wireless internet service over cellular networks. Miller says the ARRL also documents how many contacts clubs across the country make during contests like Field Day to demonstrate their reach with amateur radio operators in their own state and across North America.
Roger, roger.
In Ames, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.